coming up shortly, early next month, for the 10th time. The DEC Network is going to have its DFW Startup Week. The DEC, of course, 10 years ago, we knew as the Dallas Entrepreneurial Center until they figured out that was too difficult to say. So now it's called the DEC Network, and I'm pleased they made the change. Bill Chinn is the CEO and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
Now, that said, you were going to have a fistful of entrepreneurs and investors and corporate types and bankers who want to get the business of the successful companies all getting together. Talk about Startup Week.
Yeah, so this is 10th annual. So we've been doing this a while now, and it's got bigger every time. So now it's the second largest in the nation, and entrepreneurs and investors, everyone gathers at SMU. It's going to be a fun week starting on the 3rd going through the 7th.
So it's at and Cox School. So it's a great, I mean, it's a great venue for it too. So the idea is it networking more than anything else?
Yeah, it truly is. I mean, look, I mean, we got great keynote speakers, really famous entrepreneurs, and then there's a lot of workshops. So there's something there for everyone. But the truth of it is that the real success stories you hear are that, you know, people bumped into their, you know, their future partner. They bumped into, you know, investors. I mean, and so it's really the stuff that happens in the hallways where the real magic is.
It's really, I mean, this really has come on. And you've got a lot of the right kind of sponsors behind this, a lot of big names behind it. But tell me about the entrepreneurial committee group around here. What are they like? What do they come up with?
Well, they're good. I mean, look, there's no better place to start a business in DFW. I mean, it's just, you've got the customer base, you got the money. I mean, everything comes together here. We just need to just get everyone in the same room at least a couple, three times a year. And we're lucky here. I mean, we've got the corporate, Capital One is sponsoring this event, but we have so many, you know, corporate partners like Charles Schwab who really jump in and support this community in a way that you don't get in other metro markets.
But what does this community come up with? Are they making things? Are they making, you know, a better mousetrap? Or is it one of the groups I noticed, I think they're from Austin, is a sports tech accelerator, which I'd never heard of before, that talks, you know, for fantasy sports and betting and NIL innovation. I mean, that's a different area.
Yeah, look, it is innovative, right? I mean, DFW is really innovative. You know, there's a lot of healthcare, as you might imagine, a lot of fintech, ton of fintech. But, you know, there's a good mix between that sort of tech, but it's not all tech. I mean, so, you know, we really are, I know it's a kind of uninspiring answer to say, but we are really diversified in terms of our innovation here.
Is there a common thread? And I would guess that there might be, because I'm watching the economic uncertainty right now, and it's showing up in pending home sales and, you know, IPOs and all sorts of things. You know, uncertainty about the economy and inflation and interest rates and tariffs. Is it taking its toll in your community?
Well, sometimes, you know, the entrepreneurial world's a little bit countercyclical, right? And so they, when people do get nervous about the economy, you know, they cash in the big package at the big corporation and they start their own business, right? I mean, that's sort of their safety net.
So these are not 18-year-old or 21-year-old kids you're talking about.
Oh, no. I mean, you get that, certainly. I mean, there's always those, you know, kids with the black hoodies and they've got a $1 billion app. And frankly, some of them do, and they're pretty exciting. But no, that's not your average. Your average is, you know, pretty seasoned business people who've been wanting to do this for a long time. And, you know, sometimes it's the economic uncertainty that drives them to start their own venture.
So do you help them structure also? I mean, if these people have a business background, maybe they don't need it. But otherwise, you know, you have to have, you know, business contracts and attorneys and all sorts of things if you're really going to do a serious business.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a lot of what we talk about at Dallas Startup. You said, what's it going to take? I mean, you know, look, when you become an entrepreneur, you know, you may be brilliant at the innovation part, but you got to be a great accountant. You got to be a great marketer. You got to be, you know, a great business manager. And there's no human being that has all of those things in the same body. So you need to outsource some. You need to learn about some others that you may not have been familiar with. And so you can't do it by yourself. I mean, it takes a village to build an entrepreneurial company.
I was looking at the schedule, and one of the things caught my eye is on Tuesday, August the 5th, you have a group that's led by the TIE Dallas Angels. And the Dallas Angels, I mean, that has a great connotation. Is this, you know, some money, some pooled money that's been put together to go out and invest in a lot of different startups?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things about DFW is, you know, DAN, which is the Dallas Angel Network, INTEN, North Texas Angel Network, HFIN. There's some great ones here, but we don't collaborate as much as we'd like to. So part of these weeks is about pulling everyone together and saying, look, Austin has five times the angel investment than entire DFW. Every angel network in DFW does a fifth of the amount of investing that Austin does in that angel sphere. And you got to ask yourself why. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But part of it is they really collaborate well down in Austin. We can learn some things for us. But it's these events that pulls everyone together. And everyone starts saying, hey, we're not fully funding any of these deals. So why not share them more equally among all the angel networks here?
Well, and also, you know, you kiss a lot of frogs, you know, looking for a prince, because they're not all going to work out, I wouldn't think. So one of the things that investors are always looking for is the exit strategy. And exit strategies have become more clouded. It seems like the exit strategy now for small businesses that I see are being bought out by other private capital companies and then passed on to other private capital companies. And the, you know, ringing the bell at the opening of the New York Stock Exchange is seems like it's less of an option.
Well, you're right, David. And you need a clear line to that exit. I mean, like, you know, it's patient money. Anytime you're putting money in entrepreneurial ventures, it's patient money. And that's just the nature of it. Time horizons are long. But there has to be a clear way to get your capital back and obviously reap a huge reward for that patience. So it's there, but it is getting, and I wouldn't say it's as muddy as it is diversified. We're finding that the exits are different than they used to be, but there's still a lot of exits. There's still a way to get money off the table.
All right. I'm not going to ask you to pick your favorite child. However, you got any great stories that have come out of the DEC network in the last year or so?
Well, yeah. Look, I have an office that I literally share a wall with a lady who's hired 180 people in the last 18 months. And it's an amazing business. I mean, it's education, right? And that's very diversified. And it's essentially leveraging teachers who are in, you know, Utah on some mountaintop whose expenses are low, so they don't need a huge wage rate, but they're great teachers. And we've all figured out that you can actually impart knowledge through video systems. So she backstops the ISDs and DFW with this great innovative idea, and it's really working. And she's hiring a ton of people. But frankly, there's a lot of stories like that. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff going on right now.
That's fascinating. Okay, so it's the 10th annual DFW Startup Week. It didn't cost anything, right?
Free to everybody.
All right, so what do they do to sign up? Go online?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's DSW Startup Week, and you can just sign up. It's free. It gives you all 5 days. Again, you're thinking about it, it's 8,000 people going to be there. And that's the selling point. I mean, we got incredible speakers. We got Cedric Nash, who's amazing. Chris Barton from Shazam. So some really high-level keynote speakers. But the truth of it is, you just got to get yourself in a room. We'll give you a free cup of coffee, walk around, and talk to folks. And that's how you move your business forward. Even if you're like, look, I'm not ready to quit my job and start a business. You know, I had one guy say to me last year, he goes, 3 years ago, I decided to quit my job. 2 years ago, I met my business partner at Dallas Startup Week. And this year, I met my financier at Dallas Startup Week. And I can't wait to see what I'm going to make next year, right? And you know, not every story is quite that good, but there's a lot of stories.
Yeah, but that's a pretty darn good success story. Okay, you got to motivate it. I love to catch up afterwards and see how it went. But Bill Chitt is the CEO of the DEC Network in advance of the DFW Startup Week, which begins August 3rd. It's good to chat with you again. Thanks for the time.
You too, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.